Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Girl Remains by Catherine Firkin, published by Bantam in 2021. Today's book is all about deception, small towns, and dark secrets. In 1998, a teenage girl went missing in the small coastal town of Blairgowrie outside Melbourne, and Cecilia's body has never been found. Cecilia and her two friends snuck out of their house late at night, but she never returned. And 20 years later, the case is still unsolved. Until human remains are found on Blairgowrie Beach, and the cold case is reopened with an immediate media frenzy. Emmett Corbin is the detective assigned to the case, and with his team, he sifts through the evidence from the disappearance. But Emmett and the police find holes in the original investigation. Days are mixed up by witnesses, questions are unanswered, and the statements of the two friends about what happened on the night are confused and contradictory. The prime suspect at the time was a local sex offender, but was he truly to blame? Or do Cecilia's friends know more than they'll admit to? Even now, her friends are reluctant to speak to the police. And Emmett's investigation gets even more complicated when his wife, a freelance news photographer, gets assigned to the case and the lines between personal and private get blurred. And then a young stranger arrives in town, a backpacker from the UK, who seems determined to find answers to her own questions. But what's her connection to the missing Cecilia? And does anyone actually know what happened to Cecilia on that night? The Girl Remains is a gritty police procedural about small towns and secrets and a cold case. This book shows a very dark side to the town of Blairgowrie, which is a real place, filled with affairs, sex offenders, drugs and sexual assaults, and the powers that be within the town who do their best to suppress these secrets. The relationships in the book are complex. Husband and wives, estranged friends, broken families, and it's hard to get a straight answer out of anyone. It's about bold teenage girls and the trouble they can get into, and the people who prey on them. It's about trying to forget and how some people seem to do it better than others, but at the end of the day, everyone is scarred by what happened to Cecilia. And also how one night can change everyone's lives for years to come. The Girl Remains is also about strong but messy women, with ambition and drive, who don't always make the right choices in the moment, or those who shut themselves down to shield their vulnerabilities. As I mentioned before, it's about the personal and the public, work and family, and how the lines are blurred, and what people with power can do to protect their loved ones, or themselves, without anyone else knowing. But in the end, it's about justice and truth and love and regret. So if you like small town mysteries, cold cases, complex friendships, deceit and redemption, you might like The Girl Remains by Catherine Firkin. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.